Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, the 30th of January, 2014. 80 degrees in late January. Can't beat it here in southern Arizona. During the noon hour today, we'll get things rolling with a conversation with the House Minority Leader in the Arizona Legislature, Representative Bruce Wheeler, District 10 Democrat. 20 minutes past the hour. What's going on with those exorbitantly high parking fees in the city of Tucson? Donovan Durbin, City of Tucson's ParkWise Administrator, joins us 30 minutes past the hour. Former Tempe Mayor and now Republican candidate for Treasurer, Hugh Hallman, will be with us. And we'll close out the show talking about United Way of Tucson, talking about an effort to bring free tax preparation to area residents. Our live line number is now open for you, 790-2040. And we also invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show on the Facebook page. We're very easy to find, Bill Buckmaster. Let's welcome now on the live line, House Minority Leader, Representative Bruce Wheeler. Bruce, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Bill. Thank you. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. So the legislature today, I guess today is the day that the legislature is scheduled to take a first step toward repealing a series of changes to Arizona's election laws. What is expected to happen, Bruce?
Well, I'll tell you what just occurred a few minutes ago. The House, first of all, let me make a slight correction, Bill. I'm the, the House Minority Whip.
House Minority Whip.
The House Minority Leader. So I'm the whip. But about an hour and a half ago, the House Judiciary Committee passed the repeal of 2305. 2305 was the House bill that passed last year that prompted the initiative that gathered over 160,000 signatures to do away with the 2305. The move, though, by the majority party here to repeal 2305 is a cynical move designed to circumvent the will of those 160,000 citizens that signed the petition to have this initiative on the ballot. So what they're going to do is repeal the law. Their strategy is to repeal the law they passed that prompted the initiative, and then take out one or two provisions and then put back in the onerous, the bad ones, and therefore circumvent the process of going to the initiative and undoing the whole thing.
Does it look like they will be successful in that effort?
Unfortunately, they probably are. The Republicans are united on this. They hold a majority. That's why we're here to stand up to that unresponsive majority.
So basically, the voters would not have any say in the form of a referendum this fall, correct?
That's correct. Bill, that is the cynicism behind this move. So it's designed specifically to undo what the voters have gathered signatures for to put it on the initiative. So now the measure, if it passes the entire House and Senate, and if the governor signs it, then there will be no initiative on the ballot in November.
We are speaking with State Representative Bruce Wheeler. He represents Tucson's District 10. He is the Arizona House Minority Whip. Let's talk about the new Division of Child Safety and Family Services. Does it look like, Bruce, there will be an immediate cash infusion for the state's troubled child welfare agency?
Well, that's the biggest question so far. It's a major issue, as you well know. 6,552 cases of child abuse that went unreported. The governor has asked for $25 million to fund the new department, and the first signs are that that's passing. However, we still don't know precisely what that $25 million is going to do. We know some of it is going to add 112 caseworkers, which we have been saying, some of us in the Democratic Party have been saying for years, you can't cut caseworkers. Caseworkers were cut. Therefore, we had overload of caseworkers, and therefore unreported cases where child abuse reports were not followed through. we want to make sure that this is nothing. This is more than just a name change, nameplate change. We don't know. We don't have any specifics. I met with Chuck Flanagan last week. He's the new director of the new department. And he stressed how important it was to have preventive services. Preventive services are designed, for example, daycare centers, alcohol treatment, domestic violence treatment. They're designed to actually keep kids from having to go into foster homes or put under the protection of Child Protective Services. The problem is that of the $25 million that the governor has asked for, not a dime is scheduled to go toward prevention services, which Mr. Flanagan, the governor's own appointee, and a majority of us in the legislature feel is very important. So that will be a battle that will take place in the next few weeks, and we hope that we can identify precisely where the $25 million is going, that we can move beyond just adding caseworkers, that we have prevention services, and that we can make some substantial changes. It's not good news that Mr. Carter, who was the head of DES, or continues to be the head of DES, is still playing a role in all this and has never been reprimanded. So we want to see some real fundamental positive changes, and we're not sure that we're going to see that other than a new person taking over and a new name for the department.
All right, let's go to Joe on the Buckmaster Show live line. Joe wanted us to clarify a little bit about what we were talking about at the beginning of the program, repealing a series of changes to Arizona's election laws today. Is that what, did I portray that correctly, Joe?
Oh, actually, yeah, I was just kind of wondering, and I'm sorry for being the slowest guy in class today, but I was just wondering what that really meant. So,
okay.
Just any review. And, man, thanks, Bill, for covering that, just the child welfare state, because it's tough out there. And politically, it's something that isn't talked about. It doesn't have wheels, but now we've pushed it to this point where it needs to be discussed. But I always appreciate you keeping that topic alive, because a lot of people forget about it.
Thank you, Joe. Okay. Bruce, perhaps you can articulate then, what were some of these changes that were made to Arizona's election laws?
Well, the two most serious changes, Bill, was one, it would criminalize the practice of having people representing different organizations and even parties going to collecting people's votes and then handing them in to the proper authorities. This has been done for many decades. There have never been problems associated with it, but I guess it was written, 2305, the bill that passed, was written to prohibit that and to criminalize it because it makes voting easier. So what it would help in the past is it would help people who had a difficulty leaving their home and going to a polling place or delivering the votes. And the other part is the permanent early voting list, what we call the PEVL, that under the 2305 that passed, anyone who has not voted in two consecutive elections would be scrapped, would be taken off the voting list, the early voting list. Again, those two measures are designed specifically to make voting more difficult by people for whom it is more difficult to vote, to come out and vote for a number of reasons, either because of their physical conditions. The whole thing behind PEVL, the permanent early voting list, is that it's permanent. It was designed to be permanent, so that ballots are mailed to people's homes, so that if they cannot go to the polling place or they don't have somebody come to the door to pick up their votes or they don't have a ride, they can at least mail them in. And there are a number of reasons why people would miss two consecutive elections, and I think that's a disservice to trying to make voting easier. And the whole thing here, the whole effort on our part is to make voting easier. The whole reason behind the bill that passed, 2305, is to make it more difficult for a specific group of people.
Okay, Bruce Wheeler, we're going to be wrapping it up with you very quickly, but just a couple of quick thoughts, Representative Wheeler, on the way downtown Tucson is coming back to life. And the reason I bring this up is, of course, you are a former Tucson City Councilman.
That's right.
So, what do you like? What you see downtown?
I think it's fabulous, Bill. My gosh, it is such a positive story for Tucson and Tucsonans. I want to take my hat off to the political elected officials, to the business community, to the small businesses, the people that have taken risks to take out loans and open up restaurants. I mean, it is so exciting to be part of this new downtown with all the activities going on. And I think this is putting us on the map in a big way. And when we have the streetcar, that's going to help also. So I just think it's a transformation that is so wonderful for us.
Okay,
and I'm proud to be part of that.
One quick question about the mood at the legislature. Is there more of a sense of bipartisanship this year or no?
Well, the Democrats, all the Democrats who work with in the House and 9 Republicans that passed Medicaid, our willingness is to work together. However, unfortunately, and very briefly, there are still hard feelings within the Republican caucus, and some of the Republicans in the majority who called the governor a Judas, literally, and considered the other Republicans that voted with us for Medicaid traitors, that animosity still continues, unfortunately. So, you know, we were hoping that the bipartisanship would manifest itself in some good, positive legislation and funding for education, K through 12 universities. We're not sure that's going to be able to take place because of the animosity on the other side of the aisle.
House Minority Whip Bruce Wheeler, thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us. Thanks, Bruce.
My pleasure always, Bill, and thank you for your service to our community.
Thank you very much.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your health care by taking your medicines safely.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847. The UA College of Science presents this year's lecture series, The Evolving Brain, Monday evening starting January 27th through March 10th at UA Centennial Hall. Lectures are free and open to all. Now in its ninth year, the UA Science Lecture Series with its distinguished speakers gives opportunity to discover astonishing new insights about the evolution of the highly complex human brain. More at cos.arizona.edu. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, this Thursday edition. Donovan Durbin is with us, ParkWise Program Administrator for the City of Tucson's Department of Transportation. Donovan, how are you?
Good. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well, and thanks for joining us because there is so much confusion, so much publicity, as you very well know, about the parking situation as far as the amount of money. Tucson, some of our tickets, some of the costliest in the nation. How do we compare? I've got a chart that you brought along, comparison of parking ticket fines among cities in Arizona, the Southwest, and around the country. Overall, and of course, what's been getting the most publicity is that $188 fine that one of our morning announcers, Joe Higgins, has talked about extensively on the Wake Up Tucson show,
right.
And parking downtown and getting a $188 ticket. Now, generally, how do we compare when you take all of our parking fines?
Generally, we're higher. We're higher than other cities in Arizona, and we're higher than most cities around the country. And I think, as you mentioned, the $188 ticket, that's what seems to generate the most complaints to me. ParkWise, along with the Tucson Police Department, does the enforcement for parking codes within the city. And so we issue the citations, and then we as the citing agency collect or are paid out of the city court, out of the collection process. We get paid the base fine. I think the $188 fine gets to people. That's the one I hear the most complaints about, and that is in the safety chapter of the parking controls of the city parking code.
I think that one is under, according to your description here, parking within 15 feet.
Well,
of
there's
fire hydrant.
There's several offenses that fall into that category of safety violations, mm-hmm. and some of them are parking within a certain distance of an intersection, parking within a certain distance of a driveway or an alley. And all those really are safety issues because they have to deal with sight lines and visibility. I mean, you can't have cars parking right up against the intersection or the side street's not going to be able to see what's coming from the cross street, for example. I mean, fire trucks would have some difficulty. Police cars would have difficulty. Just basic motorists would have some difficulty. So these are appropriate codes, I think, they're and it's appropriate that we enforce them. I think the perception is that some of them, people don't really perceive them as safety-related issues, and they perceive those fines as being exorbitant to the nature of the violation they've committed.
Well, of course, it does discourage when that kind of publicity gets out. It does discourage people maybe from coming downtown.
Yeah, it tears me up whenever I hear someone say, I got a $188 ticket and I'm never coming downtown again. I mean, that undermines everything a lot of us, including myself, have worked for a very long time.
And we should point out that City Councilman, actually Paul Cunningham and Steve Kasachek, are moving toward bringing perhaps the lowering the base fine that would be in much more, or be considered for many people much more reasonable.
Right. Could I go through maybe how, why?
Real quickly. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So the components to a parking ticket fine are a base fine, which the city mayor and council decide what that is. And then the mayor and council have also established a $20 case processing fee, $20 of which goes to city court, which does the collections and the adjudication and so forth. And then $10, I believe, goes to the general fund. On every dollar that the city imposes, whether it's the base fine or the case processing fee, the state of Arizona taxes it another 83% as a surcharge, and it's added to all that. In some cases, we're higher than some of the other Arizona cities because in some cases our base fines are higher, but in some cases our base fines are similar or lower, but those other cities don't levy a case processing fee. So when you that $20 triggers another $16.60 from the state of Arizona. $20 becomes almost $37.
That's the first I'd heard about this case processing fee. Now, that seems to make more sense because then when you add that on top of the surcharge, what the state charges,
right,
that can really bring it up.
The state also adds a $13 surcharge on every ticket throughout the state. And so those are also paid in Phoenix and Scottsdale and so forth. So those go on to every ticket. Those are shared a little bit with the city. $1 goes to the county, $4 to the city, and $8 stays with the state.
Okay. Bottom line is the city council is looking at this and changes, I think many people are hoping, will be made. That's not that's something you have no control over because
right,
you are not on the city council. But what you do have control over are trying to make things better for people riding that are coming for the Gem Show.
Yes, the Gem Show starts Saturday, and we're providing, by that I mean the city of Tucson, and Parkwise specifically is operating a Gem Ride free shuttle system that will connect the public and vendors and anybody who wants to get around to the shows. It connects people with parking and with most of the shows. About 30 to 35 of the 41 shows can be connected directly through this free shuttle system that's going to be operating starting tomorrow and Saturday. It's going to run every day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. There's a big parking hub that we put together. It's a temporary parking lot we put together for the Gem Show every year on the west side by the Mercado where the streetcar has its terminus.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of parking spaces over there. It's $5 to park all day. And there's a shuttle stop right there, and it connects you with a route that takes you to all the downtown area Gem Shows. There's an express bus from there that takes you to the TCC, and the wait on that is only about every 5 minutes.
Good.
And then there's a B loop, which we introduced this year, which takes you from that hub to 6 bead shows around the city. One's in South Tucson, a couple of them down by the Keno Stadium and the Palo Verde area, and Doubletree, Viscount Suite, and Windmill Inn. So we're covering a lot of the shows. It makes it easy if you feel daunted or intimidated by coming down to the shows. You don't need to. You can park at any of the garages downtown, and we have shuttle stops next to them, or you can park at the hub, which is easy off I-10.
And while I have you, I want to talk a little bit about the parking garages. How do we measure up for a downtown urban area? I've got the map right in front of me. It looks like we have adequate parking.
We have adequate parking, actually. We have about 15,000 spaces downtown.
They're
not all available to the public at all times.
Yeah,
but
the perception is that parking can be a big hassle.
Right, we've got plenty of public parking on street and in garages for people. But obviously, as the downtown's developing, we're monitoring that supply versus demand very closely.
The Gem Show Ride program. This is not only for visitors, of course. This is for certainly local people as well.
Absolutely. Really like for local residents who feel like they want to try out the Gem Show for the first time. This makes it easy.
And they may feel, for whatever reason, maybe the parking would be a big hassle. They're intimidated to go downtown. But this is a great way because I've got this map right in front of me. You've got a nice brochure here, Gem Ride, that really you've got the downtown one loop. You got the Mineral and Fossil loop. You got the Bead Show loop.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got a TCC Express.
Right.
So I think you've covered the bases here.
Yeah, and if you go to gemride.com, you can see all those maps and you can get information about parking. So we'll have those brochures all over town, but you can just get it right off your computer as well.
Okay. And again, getting back to the high cost of some parking tickets, You're not the enforcement arm, correct, of this process?
We're the enforcement as far as issuing the citations.
Yes.
We're not the enforcement as far as the collections.
There you go, the collection end of it.
That's right. That's through the city court, and which is why they, you know, the processing fee, some of it goes to them to offset their costs as well. So I, you know, there's two agencies of the city that have that, you know, cost of enforcement.
And quickly, and I did want to bring this up, you did bring along a chronology of the City of Tucson parking citation fines, and this is not something that just started in the last couple of years. This actually began back in 1999.
Well, I think it began sooner than that, but I think that's where we started, and it's progressed since then. Like I said, the state surcharge for the $13, that was just imposed, I think, 3 years ago. So it's been going up for various reasons for a period of time. And this, you know, I don't think 20 years ago the state did an 83% surcharge either.
Donovan Durbin, thank you very much. Donovan, Parkwise Program Administrator for the City of Tucson's Department of Transportation. We'll see you later. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Bill.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Mori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Mori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Mori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Mori on the web at viroamori.com.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started. Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion is presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, where they're preparing on Saturday, February the 8th, for Chocolate Fantasia. You can sample 20 gourmet chocolates from over 30 chocolate stops, shops in and around downtown historic Silver City. Certainly worth the trip. Three and a half hours east of Tucson to historic Silver City. You can find out more on their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org, which also lists all the great places to stay in Silver City, including Bear Mountain Lodge. Coming up now on 12:36 on the Buckmaster Show, let's welcome now on the Buckmaster Show live line the former mayor of the city of Tempe and now Republican candidate for treasurer, Hugh Hallman. Mr. Hallman, how are you, Mayor Hallman?
It's just Hugh, Mr. Buckmaster, and I'll try to remember to call you Bill on occasion.
Okay, Hugh.
I'm doing very well, and you know when a show has people's ears and large coverage, when you're talking about events that are taking place in Silver City, New Mexico, that's a show with some heft. So thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Well, we certainly have a wide reach here. I think we have the strongest signal of the three stations that do talk here in Tucson. So people are hearing you, Hugh, really throughout Southern Arizona, and perhaps you can introduce yourself to our listeners and why you want to be treasurer.
Thank you. I am the former mayor of the city of Tempe. The name's Hugh Hallman. I have been a lifelong resident of Arizona, and beyond that, my family's been in the state since the 1860s. My family came into the state and settled in the opposite end, the northwestern side of the state, in a place that's now called Hackberry. And some would say that that demonstrates that I'm not fit for office, because the intellectual capacity of our family was such that instead of going on for another 100 miles, to California, where there was water and grass, my family settled in Hackberry to raise cattle on rocks. My mother is how I got introduced to politics. She went to what is now Arizona State University. I hope you'll all forgive that from the Tucson area. But she went to what is now ASU and met a couple of roommates there and became the first Republican in her family, and followed a guy who had been a Democrat and become a Republican. His name was Barry Goldwater. And she saw what he was doing for the state and his views on limited government and equal opportunity, with no guarantee of equal results, but equal opportunity, his support for education and his fiscal conservative issues. And my mother became a Republican. When I was born, I started my life being dragged from hither and yon, registering people to vote with my mother as a registrar of voters. My first campaign was the Barry Goldwater 64 presidential campaign. Now, I was only 2 years old, but I drooled a lot, so it was perfect. I got to lick the stamps. that was my very first political campaign. The last one I did really as a professional was for President Ronald Reagan. I worked as a volunteer in his 1980 campaign, and then worked for the campaign manager out of D.C. and then across the country in Reagan Bush 84 for his reelection. And that's what I was imprinted on, folks who were great leaders for the conservative cause, and I've continued that work as a lawyer. I graduated with a degree in economics and a minor in accounting with another degree in political science, worked in campaigns, and then went on to go to law school. I apologize for that. So I was an economist first, which is a pretty lowly career. Some would say I took a step down to become a lawyer, and now I'm a politician, I guess.
All right.
But I've worked my entire life in the private sector, but also at the same time tried to be involved in the public sector to move things in the right direction.
Do you like the? I was just going to say, do you like the job Doug Ducey has done as state treasurer? And, of course, Doug will be leaving that position because he's running for governor.
Yeah, I think he's done a fine job. The difference I would have with Doug is that as the mayor of the city of Tempe, I recognize that the mayor's definition of his job in our city charter, the equivalent of the state constitution, just says that the mayor is the seventh vote on the council and gets to wave the little hammer around and control the meetings. And I use the soapbox of the mayorship to push Tempe into a much better fiscal policy plan than it did have. It was digging itself into big holes, and I fought against that when I was a council member from 98 to 2002. And then against all predictions, I became mayor of the city of Tempe. Tempe is a very democratically controlled, liberal kind of city, much like Tucson. And I fought to become mayor and then put Tempe on a fiscal diet so that by the time, even in the run-up in the economy from 2004 to 2008, I worked to cut budgets and got agreement among my council, essentially, five Democrats and two Republicans, that for every dollar I cut, they could spend 50 cents on something new, but I got to save 50 cents. And then as the economy geared up and we saw crazy amounts of revenue coming in, unlike the state with Janet Napolitano, we did not spend that money on all kinds of new programs and pretend it was always going to be there for us. But my council diet was that they could spend a new dollar if I could save a new dollar, and the spending that they could make had to be on one-time programs, and we would not commit to growing our underlying budget. By the time I left office, after 8 years as mayor, we had cut the budget by 18%, reduced staffing by almost that amount, but without firing anybody, but by freezing hiring. And frankly, that's what I stand for and would use the treasurer's office to advocate for, is fiscal transparency and fiscal responsibility that this state can have. And I proved it with Tempe.
Hugh Hallman is with us. He's running as a Republican for treasurer of the state of Arizona. He's the former mayor of Tempe. How can the treasurer help create more jobs? I think that's kind of the bottom line about the treasurer's race, Hugh.
Well, I would say this. I don't believe government can create jobs, except for government jobs, and I don't think that advances the cause in the right direction. I do believe government can create an environment in which the private sector can cause the economy to grow, and I did that in Tempe. What we did while I was mayor of the city of Tempe was clean up the sort of bureaucratic mess that was slowing the city's economic opportunities. Stopped the city from giving away money to its favorite developers and lawyers, and instead reorganized the city so that by the time I left, we had 9 departments reduced to 5. All of the chains of command were cleaned up so that our customers, our residents and businesses that wanted to do business in Tempe, could get through the bureaucratic things they had to achieve very easily, cost-effectively, and efficiently. And that created a boom in Tempe that I think almost everybody recognizes. Even during the downturn for all of us, Tempe continued to grow slightly and ultimately has come out of the recession in a much better position than the surrounding communities. And I use that as an example. Did it mean doing hard things? Yes. It meant taking the money I'd helped my council get to an understanding of savings in the good years, in the 4 good years, not to get too biblical, but you know, when you see bad years coming, you have to prepare for them, and most of the time we don't see them coming, so you have to prepare for them anyway. And in the first 4 years of my mayorship, we doubled the city's reserves. And then during the 4 bad years, during that horrible recession, we could keep from destroying our police and public safety programs and parks and recreation programs and roads and things by using that savings during the rainy days to bridge over to better times. And it kept us on a tight leash. It was hard fiscal policy to get through a city like mine, but having done that, I know we can do it at the state.
All right, Hugh Hallman, we're going to have to wrap it up with you. Folks can find out more about you at your website, Hugh Hallman, HALLMAN.com. Did I get that correct?
You did indeed, Bill. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thanks a lot, Hugh. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com, or call 498-4615.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:48 on this Thursday afternoon. Coming up tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show, our Friday Focus interview with Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick. She'll be with us, and of course we'll have our Friday Reporters Roundtable. This portion of the program brought to you by Moncada Construction, family-owned and operated business. They have over 10 years of experience in detailed painting, all phases of construction. They really have personalized service. Chris Moncada and his team, they do a great job. So, and by the way, they do fantastic carpentry. So check them out. The best way, I think, go on the web, Moncada, M-O-N-C-A-D-A, construction.com. Their number, 520-390-2240. 47, and yes, they welcome credit cards. We're going to talk about United Way of Southern Arizona, United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, now on the Buckmaster Show. Joining me in studio, Pia Seebach-York and Marco Andrino. Marco is Vice President Resource Development for United Way. How are you today, Marco and Pia?
Very well, thank you, Bill.
I'm great, Bill.
Pia, and of course, you're involved very much with the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona and the partners that you have really helped put together to help people with free tax preparation. How many years has this been going on, and what are some of the nuts and bolts of this program?
Bill, we've been doing this since 2003, and it started very small with about just over 1,000 returns that we completed during the first year. Of course, the program heavily relies on volunteers. We train volunteers and get them certified, and they're the ones who actually provide the services. So it's really a good example of neighbors helping neighbors, kind of. So we have grown, and we are now preparing taxes for free for folks in 9 of Arizona's 15 counties. And together with our partners, and just the last season, we did over 11,000 returns.
And it's known as VITA, V-I-T-A?
That's right. It stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program.
And who is eligible to take part, Pia?
Anybody who needs to file a personal income tax return. We are targeting primarily the low to mid-income families. More specifically, we're looking at a household income at or below $53,000. However, in the economy, the way it's been lately, we have expanded those rules or loosened those rules, if you will, because just because you had a $80,000 income last year does not mean, you know, that you're still doing fine. If you got laid off, your hours got reduced, you know, you may need the help. So we do take that into consideration and pretty much help anybody who walks in the door.
Where should they go if they'd like to be helped?
There are 16 sites in Tucson. And the best way to find out about that is either call the 211 helpline or go to the United Way website at unitedwaytucson.org/VITA, V-I-T-A.
Marco Andrino, tell me a little bit about the campaign, how it's going. When the campaign got underway here in Southern Arizona, we had some of the United Way people on the program, seems like a couple of months ago. Give us kind of an update on what you're looking at right now.
Sure. Thank you, Bill. What we have to start off, I just want to say thank you to everyone, all the individuals and companies who support us, who have participated. We have over 100 companies that rally and support the United Way campaign every year. And that accounts for approximately 13,000 individual donors who make a commitment voluntarily to support us. Right now, we're nearing 70% of our overall goal, and our goal for this year, for the 2013-2014 campaign season, is $10.6 million. That, of course, is money that we raise to impact directly our community. It's funds that we raise locally to stay locally here in Tucson and the rest of Southern Arizona.
And these campaigns have been going on for more than 80 years, these annual campaigns.
Yes, nearly 80 years. United Way, as some people know, United Way was originally called Community Chest. Anyone who's played Monopoly will recognize that name. And as we know, the Monopoly pieces come from real locations and Community Chest, that's what we were originally called. And we've been around for decades. We've been a partner, and really for every year that we run a campaign, we do it relying on the support of the individuals in the community.
I like the idea that every dollar invested in United Way really pays quite a few returns.
Yes, $5.66 for every dollar that we're able to raise that comes to United Way, we can return an investment back into the community of $5.66. And that's really the power of leveraging the gifts that we get from the community with the grants that we get that we're able to get because of the way that we are invested in, that people are investing in us.
So many nonprofits in our community do depend, don't they, on United Way?
Yes. We have partnerships with around 70 organizations, and really hundreds of nonprofits around the community receive funds from designations from employees. Most of our workforce campaigns, most of our fundraising campaigns are through workforces at companies, and a lot of the employees will give to the charity that they have the greatest affinity to. So many, actually hundreds of charities receive funds from us.
Speaking with Marco Andrino, Vice President of Resource Development for United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. Also, we are speaking with Pia Seebach York, and Pia is very much involved with the VITA program, which saves taxpayers an estimated, well, I guess it's per taxpayer, they're saving about $250. Is that correct, Pia?
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah. How did you get involved with United Way?
I got involved with the United Way movement about 14 years ago, actually, when I was in Michigan. I've been executive director of two different United Ways since then, and then wanted to get a little more heavily involved in the program side. And this is how I became involved with VITA, because it really is such a tangible way of helping folks. You can really see what difference you make. Especially with giving people access to the earned income tax credit, that is sort of the primary objective, which can amount to over $6,000 a household and make up about 50% of a household income. So that is huge for the folks that we're really targeting, the low-income families.
Who are the people who are preparing the taxes? Are these volunteers?
The people are preparing.
And I assume they have accounting experience.
Well, actually,
no.
Some of them that come to the program do. Others, well, everybody does by the time they get done.
Okay.
So, but they come to us from all walks of life, and we train them, and we IRS certify them. And then they're the ones who actually provide the service. So we have, coalition-wide, we have over 400 volunteers that do that, without whom we simply wouldn't be able to sustain the program.
Are you still looking for volunteers?
We are always looking for volunteers, okay. Yes.
And they go through some kind of a training program?
Yeah, we have various volunteer positions. We're still looking for interview intake specialists, which is actually a very limited training of just about 2 hours. And they're the ones who greet people and conduct the initial interview, and that's really important too, that by the time they get to the tax preparer, everything's ready to go.
I assume it would be very important to bring your information when you come to the – what exactly do you want them to bring?
Absolutely. You have to have a Social Security card, an original Social Security card, for everybody in the household. And photocopies will not do, and last year's tax return will not do, and that's not our rule. That's the law.
Mm-hmm.
So people have to have Social Security cards for the adults. You have to have picture IDs. And then, of course, anything relating to income, expenses, if you think you can deduct some, and anything that has to do with, that may make you eligible for credits, like your mortgage interest, your mortgage statement, et cetera.
Marco, I want to bring you back into the conversation. You're Marco Andrino, Vice President of Resource Development for United Way. You're in some ways, United Way probably across the country playing a little catch-up. The government shutdown probably didn't help, did it?
No, Bill, it definitely did not. And one of our main campaigns that we have here in Tucson and Southern Arizona is with the federal government and with what's called the Combined Federal Campaign. We definitely saw an impact when the government shut down. We were just getting our campaign going, and it really killed the momentum.
Yeah, I mean,
tremendously.
Just pretty much had launched in the new year, and then all of a sudden the government shuts down.
Exactly. And so 3 weeks did have its impact. It had its consequences. It's hard to pick up momentum after that. And that's why we really are making an appeal to the entire community, because there's when our funds – fundraising efforts decrease, it really impacts a lot of the same folks the young airmen, the young servicemen, the young single parents, and really everybody in the community. Last year, we were able to impact 1 in 10 Tucsonans.
Wow.
And our goal is to be able to do the same this year. But we need the help of the community, as we do every year. We rely and we ask for the community's help so that we can really once again meet the need.
Okay, Marco and Pia, hopefully we can give you a little bit of momentum with this interview and bring people's attention back to the focus. The United Way has a major campaign going. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
And again, the website, best place for the free tax work.
UnitedWayTucson.org/VITA.
Okay, and probably just for more information about United Way, just UnitedWay.org, right?
Okay. UnitedWayTucson.org will take you to our website, or UnitedWayTucson.org/give.
Thank you, Marco and Pia. Thanks a lot. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supported by Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. It is better water, pure and simple. All of our in-studio guests are presented with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Everyone loves the arrangement, the guests, everyone here at KVOI, and including the host, myself, Bill Buckmaster, who on behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, wish you a great afternoon. And remember, Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 8, and then Chris's new show, DeSimone, The Daily Double, 8 to 9. Back tomorrow.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.